You're listening to SBS News.
The United States has passed 5 million cases of coronavirus and recorded over 160,000 deaths. The grim toll accounts for nearly a quarter of the world's total coronavirus deaths. But the numbers haven't deterred everyone, with thousands attending one of the largest public gatherings since the start of the outbreak. Tattoo artist Chris was one of many gathering in South Dakota for an annual 10-day motorcycle rally.
Our numbers, attendance, seems to be where it's at every other year, excluding anniversary years. Our numbers are ahead. People are tired of being at home. You know, this is what this rally started about, is freedom.
U.S. President Donald Trump has signed executive orders providing additional financial support to Americans hardest hit by the coronavirus pandemic. But the move has been criticized for not directly helping those suffering, with U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin saying they are open to future talks. Meanwhile, 1,000 red balloons were released into the sky in Brazil to mark the deaths in that country as the toll passed 100,000. In June, Brazil was widely criticised for removing months of data on COVID-19 from a government website. Nelson Teich became the second health minister to resign after less than a month in the job, criticising President Jair Bolsonaro's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The former health minister told the BBC removing the data, among other things, hurt Brazil's reputation.
I cannot say why this was done, but what I can tell you that it was a big mistake, because here we're talking about confidence. Even if you have access to information, it's the way how society will see the Ministry of Health, how our institutions of the government will see the Ministry of Health. You cannot weaken those institutions, because it's not just the institution that has a problem, the whole system has a problem.
Britain has recorded its highest daily rise in coronavirus infections since June, with over 1,000 new cases. It comes as public health workers across all countries in the United Kingdom gathered in 30 cities to protest insufficient pay. The frontline health workers say they have been overlooked when tens of thousands of other public service workers were rewarded with wage increases in July. Healthcare staff are demanding an immediate 15% increase instead of waiting until the next pay rise in April next year. Nurse Izzy Wilcox says she is exhausted.
Since the COVID crisis happened, it's kind of brought to light just how unfairly we are treated. I've worked nearly 50 hours a week in the last 5 weeks, and my payslip is basically the same as if I'd worked just 30, and I'm so tired and I can't deal with it anymore.
Healthcare workers in India share similar concerns, with the Indian Medical Association declaring almost 200 doctors have died due to COVID-19. As the country records a new single-day record of 64,000 new infections, health experts are raising concerns about a lack of protection for its workers. IMA Secretary General Dr. Asu Khan says he has written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressing his concerns. He told Asian News International his findings are disturbing.
In some of the cases, at least, doctors did not have access to care. They were denied admission in hospitals. This was very disturbing. Because doctors are involved in the care of the patients, they are precious human resources, and a medical care of a COVID positive doctor should have a priority and special attention.
India has the third highest number of COVID-19 cases in the world after the US and Brazil, with more than 2.1 million infections recorded and over 43,000 dead. Over in Hong Kong, Chinese medical teams are continuing to conduct free nucleic acid testing for all residents. But concerns have been raised about China using the opportunity to collect DNA for surveillance. Deloitte senior advisor and lawyer Eliza Chan says the claims are not true.
Smearing remarks that China would use this opportunity to collect DNA samples for surveillance purposes should be strongly condemned. Public health and safety are top priorities and should always be put above politics.
Authorities in Hong Kong are continuing efforts to contain a resurgence of infections in the global financial hub over the past month. About 70 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded yesterday, with more than 4,000 infected since January. 51 have died. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Karkatzel, SBS News.